Welcome to The 624, the weekly podcast of Central Texas Creation Ministries, taking a stand on God's Word and trusting it from the very first verse. Join us as we look at creation and the Bible to understand the world around us.
Welcome to The 624. My name is Dave Napier. I am the host of the podcast and the creator of Central Texas Creation Ministries and the founder of the Central Texas Creation Conference. I haven't said that in a while. It's been a while since I've been on and done an episode, and I apologize for the delay. It has been crazy with a conference and work and everything else, so I took a small hiatus, but we're back, and we're going to be doing absolutely new things. We're going to be doing more things, and I hope you're going to enjoy it, and that's what I want to talk about on this podcast, on this episode, just what's coming up in the coming year. Now, first of all, this weekend, you know I always have a good weekend. Actually, I worked all weekend. Some things happened at work, got behind, and we actually, of course, had to take time off because of the conference, and so I spent a lot of time trying to catch up at work and all that kind of good stuff because I do have a day job. A lot of you guys know what I do for a day job. Some of you guys don't. I'll let you know. I actually work at a place where we help police departments and military and law enforcement with the supplies that they need. GT Distributors here in Austin, Texas. And I love doing it. I'm an account manager. I help out departments in a whole bunch of different states, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Kansas, and Northeast Texas, and all kinds of stuff. And so I have a lot of fun with it, but it does get crazy, especially right around the time of the conference. One of these days I'll move the conference so it doesn't coincide with end of year budget, that sort of thing. But I did have a good weekend. It's kind of nice, relaxing, just to sit back and just get some orders put in and help customers and that sort of thing. So I did have a good weekend. I hope you had a good weekend too. But I want to talk a little bit about the conference and what's coming up with Central Texas Creation Ministries. First of all, the conference was amazing. If you were there, I hope you had as good a time as I did. You guys were a great audience. You laughed at all my jokes. You didn't boo me off the stage. I was really excited. But of course, Dr. Clary was amazing. The data that he presented on the sedimentary layers that he's found through all the different drilling that they've done, it was absolutely mind-blowing that we actually see the evidence of the different mega sequences within the flood. And so I really enjoy seeing it. I think you're going to enjoy seeing it. If you didn't get to hear the conference or didn't get to the conference, we are actually going to be putting those talks out one at a time in order. So the first one coming out in the next month will be my first talk, De-Evolutionizing the Earth, where we go through and de-evolutionize all the stuff we know about evolutionary uniformitarian processes and all the sediment layers taking millions of years and things like this. I enjoy doing the talk, and I think it's key to understanding the global flood, making sure that we're thinking about the global flood the way the Bible tells us to think about it, not the way children's books tell us to think about it. And so we'll continue to put those out one at a time. Those will be on our website, and they'll be for free. They'll be there for free. They'll be on the website, and then also they'll be posted on YouTube as well. Please share those with everybody you know, everybody who wants the information, everybody who needs the information, and even people who don't want the information. Share it with everybody. So those will be on the website for free. Now, as we look ahead to kind of see where are we going from here, next year's conference hasn't been decided yet. I don't have the topic. There's a couple of different options. In most likelihood, it's going to be the fossil record, possibly astronomy. We'll see. Possibly doing with astronomy, possibly Jason Lyle, or maybe Dr. Faulkner from Answers in Genesis. We'll see. And I'll tell you why I'm not so sure about Dr. Faulkner for next year. I'll tell you why about that in a minute. The thing is that we're still working on that for next year, but the next year, if you haven't heard, which I'm sure you have, is the Creation Super Conference with AIG. Ta-da! That's why I'm not so sure about Dr. Faulkner for next year, because the following year, we are going to bring in several speakers from Answers in Genesis. Now, this is all predicated on the concept of the Central Texas Creation Coalition, where we bring, I'm shooting for 12 churches together, and these 12 churches will help foot some of the cost, and then tickets being sold will take care of the rest. This is going to cost a lot of money. Most people don't realize how much money these conferences cost. Any conference that I do usually costs anywhere from $2,000 to $3,000. Something like this, the Super Conference, is probably going to cost us somewhere in the range of $10,000 to $15,000 if we're lucky. So it's going to take some money to put on, and I want to bring churches from across the Central Texas area together to put this on, because the whole point of the ministry that I do is, number one, to expose the lie of evolution and to help people trust God's word and to bring some to Christ, but also to raise awareness of the creation information that excited me the first time I heard it. To raise awareness of the creation ministries that teach that information. Not just that I would get to teach at every single church in the Central Texas area, but that we could come together and bring all kinds of ministries together to continue to teach this stuff to people so that they can turn to their Lord and Savior and know that the Word of God is true and know that Jesus died for their sins. So that conference is coming up in 2021. Be on the lookout for more information on that. If you are a pastor or you know of a church that would want to be a part of that kind of a coalition to bring creation teaching in that manner to the Central Texas area, be sure to drop me a line at my website, give me a call, shoot me an email, something like that. Let me know who I should contact and we'll get in contact with them. Now, a couple of things that are coming up as we move on in this year and into the next year. There's actually a gentleman in Belton who wants to start doing a quarterly meeting. I'm talking with him right now, kind of seeing how we can help him out. He wants to do a movie night in Belton. One of the things that I'd like to see is to see if we could get some restaurants involved with it. And so you can go and have a date night. You can have a date night on a Saturday night, go out and eat dinner in Belton and then go to the movie. It would be a creation movie, something like a Is Genesis History, and maybe expanding from there. Who knows? But we're talking about that on a quarterly basis coming up. And then also Kevin Anderson is going to be the main speaker or the featured speaker at the conference in February at Concordia. So I announced at my conference, Dr. Joel Heck, who does a conference through Creation Research Society at Concordia every February. His speaker this year is Kevin Anderson. He does dinosaurs. He does dinosaur soft tissue. And one of the things that I'd love to do is have him not only do the conference on Friday, but possibly do a Saturday lunch. What I'd like to do is call Creation and Barbecue, because there's a local barbecue joint that has a back room that holds 35 to 40 people. And it would be fun to do a buffet, some brisket and sausage and sides and all the fixings, and sit down and just have lunch with Kevin Anderson. And he can do a 30-minute message, do some Q&A, that sort of thing. I think it would be a lot of fun. Tickets will be on sale for it soon as we work out all the details and present that to you guys. Of course, it won't be a large venue, 35 seats or so. So you'll want to get your tickets quickly for that when we put that out. That's coming up. Creation of Barbecue, the Belton Quarterly Meeting. Of course, next year in the second quarter, I'm still working on a trip to Scotland for a youth creation conference there in Stirling. And so that's coming up. Looking for resources for the youth. Of course, you guys know that my heart is for the youth, and I want to get free resources into their hands. Why? Because they don't have a lot of expendable income. Okay? They don't have a lot of jobs. They don't have jobs a lot of the time, and they usually don't have cars a lot of the times. So we want to be able to create a conference that's free, create resources that are free for them so that they can read it, they can study it, they can go home and look at it again and again, use it as a resource, as friends ask some questions, that sort of thing. If you were at the conference this year, you know that there was a book, a Q&A book from Creation Research Institute that several people donated. I wound up with about 20 books to donate to the youth for this next year's Creation Conference. And I'm going to try and do this. I want to see, there's several creation ministries that have locations in the UK, in other words, in England, but they don't have them in Scotland. So I'm going to move to Scotland. Just kidding. I'm going to try and get the resources from the England locations to ship to Scotland rather than from trying to ship them from the US to Scotland, which is a lot more expensive. So be praying about that. Help that the Lord would just let everything fall into place for that. And then one of the other things we've been looking at is possibly writing a quick answers to creation questions book ourselves for youth. So something designed specifically for youth. And it's designed to be quick answers to, how do I put this, real creation questions. A lot of times, people don't get bombarded with questions about philosophy. A lot of times they get bombarded with questions of, well, science says this, disprove that, okay? And so I want, a lot of the books that are out there now go about a quarter to a third to half philosophical, and the format isn't the way I would like it. And so, especially for youth, I'd like it to be real quick, in and out, get them some good answers, something that they're searching for, and then formatting the book so that they can use it as a resource in that way. So if it's an appendix or whether it's a couple of different table of contents so that they can search for the topic that they're looking for in a couple of different ways, however they're thinking of it. Well, I just want to know about sediment layers, or I have a specific question that I want to ask. To be able to find that information in the book quickly is going to be a huge help. So be praying about that as we work on that. And then, of course, the DVD, it just doesn't take millions of years. You guys know that I've been working on that. The graphics and everything are almost completed on that talk, and we'll try and record that in the beginning of next year, possibly even shoot it and edit the first draft of it to be able to take some copies over to Scotland, possibly. We'll just have to see what God does with that. And then, of course, also this year, coming year, and in at the end of this year, we're going to be switching back and forth between articles and podcasts. We're going to be doing both. The idea is that some people enjoy listening to podcasts. Some people enjoy reading an article. They'd rather just click on a link and be able to read an article for a few minutes and then be done with it rather than put on headphones. Sometimes, you know, you're not allowed to wear headphones at work. You're not allowed to do that in your car or something if you're just listening to your iPod or your iPhone, that sort of thing. So we're going to be switching back and forth between articles and podcasts. So you can be looking for both of those. And we'll be shooting out emails each week letting you know what's out there, what's new to be able to consume, whether it's a podcast or an article and things like that. However, the next time we do a podcast, we are going to be doing something specific. We're going to start talking about Mad Mike and the Flat Earth. It's a documentary that I just watched. I have to admit, I fast-forwarded through some of it because I just couldn't take parts of it. Mad Mike is quite an interesting character. It's on, I believe it was on Hulu, or it was either on Hulu or Prime Video. But it's all about Mad Mike, who is creating his own rocket to shoot himself into space to try and figure out whether the Earth is flat. Well, it just so happens that Dr. Faulkner actually just came out with a new book on the flat Earth controversy. Of course, Dr. Faulkner is there with Answers in Genesis. Great guy. I'm on his Facebook. I'm his Facebook friend. And this guy is always on the go. He is always taking pictures of the sky, the moon, in different phases, different stars, and configurations. And he just had something where he was running up a temple, a Mexican temple, I think, the Temple of the Moon. And so he is always on the go. He is a lot of fun to listen to, and very knowledgeable. Has, of course, several degrees, and a lot of fun to listen to. So we'll be going over some of the information from his book as we go along the next few podcasts. And of course, we'll also be covering some of the articles that are out there on evolution and creation and on Freedom Watch, of course, that sort of thing. So stay tuned. I hope that you enjoyed this podcast to find out what's coming up, what we're doing next, and you can be a part of it. Be sure and get on our email list. If you are not on our email list, I think I just said email a list. If you're not on our email list, go to the website right now, centraltexascreation.com. Sign up for our email list so you get all the notifications of what we're doing each week and the events that are coming up and how to sign up for things. And then also you can find ways to support the ministry, whether it's through time, prayer, or money, that sort of thing. There is going to be new ways to be able to support this ministry coming up in the next few months as well. So I hope that you stay tuned. I hope that you will come back and listen to the next podcast as we talk about Mad Mike and the Flat Earth. But until then, I pray that God blesses you with the knowledge to know Him and the courage to share Him.
Thank you for listening to The 624. The weekly podcast of Central Texas Creation Ministries. Join us again next time as we look at creation and the Bible to understand the world around us. To learn more, visit our website at www.centraltexascreation.com.